I've only gone Black Friday shopping a handful of times. And one of those times, I woke up early, fought traffic, dodged an accident in the parking lot, stood in line for 2 hours, and paid $44 for a luggage set at Walmart. I was pretty proud of myself. Then I got back to the house, looked over the luggage, and saw the regular price was $48. I got up at 3 a.m. and risked my car insurance just to save $4. I learned my lesson. Find out how much stuff really costs. The next time I went Black Friday shopping, I wasn't a rookie anymore. I went to buy a Kinect for my Xbox. The girls wanted it for the Disney games, but I wanted it for the sports games. They ended up playing the sports games, and I ended up playing the sports games too. Of course I did. So there I was at an hour way too early, and weather way too cold, and a line way too long. But while waiting in line, I talked to some of the other shoppers. We joked, we laughed, it snowed, I couldn't feel my face anymore. But as soon as the doors opened, there were no more friends, only enemies. Everyone rushed the doors like first graders to get the last cupcake. And I squeezed through the crowd and sprinted straight to electronics to get the Kinect, but it wasn't there. I asked a red shirt, and he told me they were in the back of the store next to the women's clothes. Of course, why would I think they would be in electronics? I sprinted through housewares and footwear toward women's clothes. Now, I wanted a Kinect. The girls wanted a Kinect. I got up early and got frostbite to get a Kinect. But I wasn't willing to trip a grandma for one of these things. If they still had one, great. If not, it's back home and back to bed. I really can't lose. And when I got to the women's clothes, there they were, a whole stack of Kinect boxes sitting on a pallet in the aisle. And I picked mine up, wiped the icicles from my frozen forehead, and walked to the cashier like a pro. I wasn't worried, and I vowed never to go Black Friday shopping again. Good day, Simplified listeners. You're listening to the worst Black Friday shopper in the world, LJ Harry, and you're listening to 2 days on Simplify. It was like a Black Friday mob as the doors opened, but they weren't crowding in to buy flat screens. They were crowding in to hear Jesus' words and maybe see him work a wonder or two. They were giddy. Maybe Jesus would do that whole water to wine trick again. But Jesus was grim. His words were weighty. Eternity, life and death, heaven and hell. Jesus told them they would be killed for his namesake. Then he launched into a lesson on blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, how it's unforgivable even by God. This was fall to your knees and search your heart teaching. Then some young rich kid with shekel signs in his eyes elbowed his way through the mob multitude to ask Jesus for a favor. He interrupted Jesus' eternal teaching on eternity because he wasn't happy with his inheritance. He's got 2 phones, a Bluetooth headset in each ear, a smartwatch, and 24-karat gold cufflinks. And he still wants more. His big beef with Jesus was about a beef with his family. He wanted a larger share of his family's estate. But Jewish law was very clear, and Jesus knew the law, and he knew this young man's heart. So he replied, "Friend, who made me a judge over you to decide such things? Beware. Guard against every kind of greed, for life is not measured in how much you own." Then Jesus launched into the story of the rich, forgetful fool. In this story, not once did this bean baron lift his eyes to heaven and say, "Thank you, Lord, for one more bumper crop of beans." He was so richly blessed, he didn't know what to do with it, but rather than look up to give thanks or look around to give some away, he decided his big barns would just have to be bigger. So in the morning, he would start hacking away at these small barns and build bigger ones, super center barns. He could even change oil in your chariot while you shopped his crops. The rich, forgetful farmer forgot God and his neighbors. And when you forget God, you forget that sooner than later, our time will end and eternity will begin. And one day, this day, will be that day when we give account of all of our days to God. He just grinned and said, "Soul, you have so much laid up for yourself for many years. Take it easy. Have a drink, eat, drink, be merry." He forgot there is much more to the soul than this life. Because the split second this life is over, eternity will begin, and will never end. What we do on this day should get us ready for that day. That's why Martin Luther said, I have 2 days on my calendar, this day and that day. We should live this day for that day. Jesus looked into his greedy eyes, shook his head, and said, you fool, this night your soul will be required of you. None of us know when this day will be that day. I wish someone had shaken him by the overalls and told him, sir, you think you have years. You're sure you have days. You only have minutes. If he had known, I think he would have looked into the eyes of Almighty God and asked, how can I be right with you and ready for heaven? If our farms flourish and our bank accounts climb and our barns fill up, none of that matters if we're not right with God. On that day, Jesus won't ask about our accounts or our cars. He really doesn't care about our business cards or how many call us boss. On that day, he'll ask us about our soul. Did we spend the days he gave us to get ready and help others get ready for that day? On that day, we will meet him. And all that will matter on that day is that we were ready on this day. The only way to be ready for that day is to be born again. We were born sinners at war with God. So Jesus' words in John 3 make sense. We need to be born again. And we are born again when we repent or return from our sins, are baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, and receive the gift of God's Holy Spirit. Being born again kicks sin out of our lives and invites God's Spirit in. Being born again on this day gets us ready for that day. Because on that day, we will see Jesus. And what a day that day will be. Let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to help us search our hearts, to help make sure what we do this day gets us ready for that day. Lord Jesus, I love you. I thank you for giving us these warnings in Scripture. Thank you for shaking us, even now as we listen and reminding us that there is so much more to this life than this life. Thank you, God, for helping us, reminding us about that day. I pray, help us today to get our hearts right with you, to be ready for that day. Help us, Lord, to look forward to that day, not with fear, but with excitement, because we're ready by your grace. I ask you, everyone listening to this episode, please, Lord, deal with them, search their hearts, and I pray, help them to search their own, to make sure they are right with you and ready for heaven. I love you, and I look forward to that day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in to Simplify. Hope this episode has been a blessing to you. If so, please let me know. I'd like to hear what God is doing in your life and how he is helping you this day get ready for that day, and further, how he's helping you to help others to get ready for that day. So look me up on Facebook, lj.harry, or Instagram and Twitter, LJ and Andrea, LJANDANDREA. I'd love to hear from you. You could also comment on Podbean and share your comments there in that comments area. You can also purchase a copy of Simplify. It is a 52-week devotional. That's what launched this podcast, and it's available at PentecostalPublishing.com, or it's also available at Amazon. You can get it in print, or you can get it on Kindle. Next week, we're going to continue this idea of eternity, and I want to share with you a devotion called No More Sea. It's all about heaven and how wonderful heaven will be. That's why we're getting ready for that day when we get to see the Lord and forever be with the Lord. I want to share that with you. Looking forward to that. And always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.